Today we have two grammar points. First is the plain volitional form, and the second is garu. First, let's take a look at the plain volitional form. Today, it was used to solicit somebody to do something. So, kind of a way of inviting somebody to do something. What do we have in the conversation?
Hakone no onsen ni iko.
Let's go to the hot springs in Hakone. Here, the speaker is agreeing and also, at the same time, expressing the notion that he wants everyone to join in the idea. Hakone no onsen ni iko. So, let's all go. Expressing, using it to solicit other people to do something. Can we have another example?
駅弁, 食べよう。
Station box lunch? Let's eat it. Or let's get that. Let's have that. So here, with this 食べよう、食べよう, the person is expressing their desire to eat and also the fact that the people with them should also join him or her.
次の文法はガル
is an auxiliary verb which is attached to the must stem plus tai to express that another person than the speaker wants to do something. Translate this, it kind of means seems like somebody or something wants to. And this is in the case that it's used with auxiliary adjective tai. So first, let's start with an example and we'll work backwards. Nami-sensei, onegai shimasu.
Toru mo onsen ni ikitagatteta kara sasou yo.
Toru wants to go to hot springs, so let's invite him. Now, one crucial piece of information I left out when I said it seems like the person wanting to do something. When the speaker uses this, he's saying it based on something, some kind of look by the person they're talking about, some kind of information he has. So in this case, Toru wants to go to a hot spring. It's based on some kind of information that the speaker has. To kind of put in an example, if I say to Naomi-sensei, Yuichi mo onsen ni ikitagatteru. It seems like Yuichi wants to go to an onsen, hot spring. This is maybe based on information that we spoke last week, or we spoke last week and he expressed the interest, or another person heard. Tagaru is usually used when speaking about a third person, something it seems like they'd want to do based on some information. Naomi-sensei, do you have a better example?
例えば、明日はピーターの誕生日です。
So tomorrow it's Peter's birthday.
明日の夜誕生会をしよう。 という話になってます。
僕とナオミさんが話しています。
はい。
So Naomi and Yuichi are talking about a birthday party that they're going to have for me tomorrow.
So I have no idea which restaurant I should make a reservation at. I might ask Yuichi, 明日どこのレストランに行きましょうか, Yuichi-san? どこのレストラン予約しましょうか?
So where should we get a reservation tomorrow? Where should we go to eat tomorrow?
あ、そういえばピーターが韓国料理を 食べたがっていましたよ。
韓国料理?
Ah, if you ask me that, it seems like Peter wants to eat Korean.
あと、メイドバーにも行きたがっていましたよ。
あ、メイドバーね。 じゃ、韓国料理とメイドバーの予約をしましょうか。
はい。
So it also seems like he wants to go to a maid bar. So let's make a reservation at a maid bar and for Korean food. Now, Yuichi, what is this based off of? Why would you use 타가르?
Because yesterday I have talked to you, then you said that you wanted to go to a maid bar and a Korean food you want to eat.
So. ピーターが例えばメイドバーのパンフレットを見てたとかね。
あ、はい。
That's where tagaru comes in. And to form this construction, we take the mas stem of a verb, we add the auxiliary adjective tai. So for example, we had 食べたがってる. So first we take the verb to eat.
食べる.
We get the mas stem, which is
食べ.
We add the auxiliary adjective
食べたい.
To want to do something, tai. 食べたい, want to eat. Then we drop the e and we add
がる.
食べたがる. Seems like wants to eat. And this is a very big difference. Yuichi can use 食べたがる here because we spoke yesterday. But if they had no idea, ピーターは何食べたいかな? I wonder what he wants to eat. Because you have no idea. But when you have an idea, speaking about a third person, that's the time you would use 食べたがる. Now, this is for most cases. There are other cases when you don't use, when 食べたがる is used indifferently. But for this case, 食べたがる.